Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Flow Ministry. Flow stands for first leaving our ways. We give honor and glory to the Almighty God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You may follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet by telephone on a conference line every Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. And that number, if you want to get in, you could call 559-546-1100. And the pass code is 956-755 and the pound sign. That's it again. 956-755 and then the pound sign, and it'll get in, okay? If you desire prayer, you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thank you for listening, and hope you will enjoy the wonderful word of God. I am Minister Ashley, and I will be speaking to your spirit. Glory to God. Let us pray. Righteous and eternal God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before thy presence, O God, for your goodness and for your grace. We just want to say thank you for loving us the way you do. We thank you for forgiving us for more sins. And we thank you, Lord, for the second chance in which you have been given unto us. We ask as we come now, desire, Lord, to get into, Lord, the door as you are. Lord, we ask that you may with us, Lord, open our understanding and our minds towards the wonderful word of God. Praise you, I magnify you, I glorify you, I give you praise and glory. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of the Lord. May you richly bless as we get into the wonderful word of the Lord. And I just want to say to the Flow Ministry, thank God for another day in which we are in the word. Get back into the word. The word is always good. The word is light. Word light up our path and our dark ways, that we should not stumble if we go according to the word. If we are not in the word, then we will always stumble. So we always have a problem where that would be concerned. No, God is a good God, and we just want to say we thank God for. Thank God. As Paul said, thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. I used to hear my grandfather say that, but I didn't even understand that part of it. And to love diagram, get into the word to understand some of what they're talking about, and we could able to understand this part is so. How can you say that, thank God for Jesus? But you know, it is something. You got to know something and understand something to want to get into it. Yes. Yeah, we thank God for the wonderful word of God. Wonderful word, wonderful words, wonderful words of God. You know, which let's get to the word, and we look into Genesis. And if we get into Genesis, where the foundation scripture of the Bible. If we get into that, the foundation scripture of the Bible, then we would see how great and wonderful God is. And, you know, I got a glimpse. Start to look at it, and some wonderful words came out at it at me, where I maybe look on it again. But what I want to say that in the beginning was that God created the heaven and the earth. It says, "Thus the heaven and the earth was finished in all the host of them." And that is when we're talking about like the second chapter. But the first chapter says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Let's stop there for a while. This is, as I said earlier, this is the foundation. Listen, I would say everybody know what the foundation, which I read, this first part of it, that there is a start somewhere, foundation that lays. And because of the foundation that lays, then we work and we build on it. Because you don't want to build on something which you don't have a foundation. And the foundation that laid is laid by God. And it is called a true foundation. And then if we get further into the word of what according to what the Bible declares, and show us where we are, and in the beginning he created. Now darkness, they say there was darkness. So where, you may ask the question, then it said in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And in that fact where it was saying there it says is without form and without void. That means nothing weren't there, right? If nothing weren't there, what happened? So it did not appear until when he speak the word. So because he speak the word, then it will appear because he have the authority. When he speak the word, then the light, he turned the switch on, And when they switch on, the darkness were not there anymore. Because the word that he speak, it's like he turned the switch on by commanded the darkness to leave. So in that beginning, when he said, I gotta look back on that and say, well, if he did that, that is to say, he was, then he, although he was the light, but he didn't show up as the light when it was created, because after he created it, there was no light. So he created it in light or what? Where does it create it? He created somewhere, right? So what is the point here? The point is that he created it, and because he was the light, he was in the light, because the light was the light, but because he is the light. So therefore, within the context of the light in which he speak of, or spoke the light and he spoke the word, and now you got to understand that the word that we receive, the word that we preach, the word that we teach, the same thing that comes out, because in the beginning was the word, as he said, as the word here, and according to what John would say, that is the same thing, that in the beginning he caught it and started to bring the word through. And in darkness, as he said, were there, so therefore he speak, and he says, and God said, that means he speak, let there be light. So he command that light to come forth from him through, and I can say the speed of light that moved that darkness, the world started to see light. And everything that were not alive become alive because of that light, that word that speak, or that was speaking, spoke. And so therefore it is the light that is in you and I, that it come back again in the same sense that it will be, and we won't get further down into that. And so it's all, and so it is divide. It says, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divide the light from the darkness. Now we understand that part. Okay, if I turn now and go into some other part of the scripture that we could understand where that light and so forth. We see in John declared that light and the only way that we were in. And as we go back and we says, yes, we were in. And because we were in, and this is necessary, and it's very important to bring us into this light, which the light in him, yes, is the light of men. Glory to God. So he speak the word of God, speak to you. You hear the word, you accept the word, you receive the word, you digest the word, you believe the word, you walk in the word, because there's no way you can walk in without the light and not stumble. So it is important for the light. Glory to God. Isaiah say the light has come. And behold, the light has come and have been risen up on us. And that light in which of the prophet started to talk about the light which is to come, and behold, as it reach you, should able to get out of darkness and into some great, great light. Can see you no more in darkness, no more night. But here we have that spirit of darkness still in human, and we still find ourselves love it, because the scripture said men rather darkness than light. God speak the light to demonstrate that you can live forever. And not only live forever, but you can grow and be prosperous in that light that is true, and demonstrate that the growth and power of God may manifest in man, in man's life, or in the lives of humanity. And so Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And it's, because he is the light of the world, as God have already said, he spoke the light. The light, he spoke the light. The light came. And then somebody going to say, well, what kind of light or whatever light? Well, it don't matter what kind of light you're talking about. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that cometh, or he that sitteth in darkness, will see a great light. Let we say, yes, he came as a light, the true light, glory to God, and the light that light up every man's heart, glory to God. Let's go to St. John here. Get some of what he's saying here, glory to God. And so, Jesus make it clear who he is if we did not know who he was. And the book of the prophet get us into it to tell us before he came that it was, that he was, glory to God. And so, because of that, we can understand that if we are, if we have Christ in our lives, then we have that light. That light is in him. And in him, there is no darkness at all. So, therefore, we can see the word of the Lord. So, as we say, at the foundation of the Bible, or the word of God, that based on the Bible is Genesis. Now, in the beginning was the word. Gone to John chapter 1 and the verse 1. And it says, and the Word was with God. God had the Word. And the Word was God. He had the Word, and the Word was him. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Lord, everything in him was life. In him was life. Now he referred up there in the first foundation. Now he tell you exactly who he is. And it says, here he is, it says, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not, could not open, and could not cover it, could not bury it, because he is the light that shineth in darkness. When that light appear, darkness disappear, because the light is much powerful than the darkness. So therefore, there was someone who had been sent with the witness of the light, which is John. Now we talk about that in which we're going to see where we the light itself. It is very, very important, because according to what it says, the light is important, because it says the word. Psalmist said the word is like a light, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Same of that in which of the light of the word that I have, the word that I receive, the word that was spoken, and it formed. And if it is in form, that is state, if I speak the word of God, everything that I speak, when I speak the word of God, it must be manifest, providing is that word of the Lord and by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, it must be manifest because it is, the word is God. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning it was, and so it is now. And if I speak it, it should and it must be open, swung that door that we ask God to open, and open the gate that need to be opened, because he is the word, and we speak the word, and the word perform, and we can understand that the word will perform, because he is the word, and he is in me, and says, in me is the hope of glory. And so because of that, we have him within us, declaring the word of God, and the word filled with authority and power, and declare the truth in our very dark world, that every chain that and our feet are anchored anywhere, that we have us bound, must be loose, shall be dropped off, fall off, because the word came forth, and the darkness supposed to lose it, because the word that came in existence moved that darkness away, moved the devil. Speak against the devil and his angel. The devil and his house shall remove, because the word of God declare here that it must be God, because it's the word of God, and the word of God is God. So when we speak the word, we speak God. So it demonstrates power, because God is power. Glory to God. And when he witnesses all power, Jesus says, all power is given unto me. Oh, yes, glory to God, both in heaven and in earth. So nothing when they buried him, he could have said, because all power is given, oh my God, unto him. So therefore, there is nowhere else you can say that darkness can comprehend, because the light has the power, oh God, to remove that darkness. Hell must go, oh God, and whatever is placed there, and the stronghold must be moved when the word of God declare. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the word of God declares, it must, because he is the word. And nothing else stand in the way, because the word come forth. The word is God. And when the word, where is God, there is liberty, and there is power in his presence. So if the word is there and is God, it must work. Don't tell me the healing power won't work. And when you declare the healing must, because the word is dear to declare it, that it must go. The power of hell must remove, because the light come. And because the light has come, shall be moved. Glory to God. And the same, as we may look and seek unto find, where else, it says, the darkness will not stay in the light. So when you speak the word, which is God, then the light showed up in darkness, so the darkness must go. Is no maybe, is no perhaps. Ladies and gentlemen, we must understand that when the light showed up in the darkness, and if we could not see then when the light come, then we could able to see. And he said, we shall have power. After that, the Holy Ghost shall come upon us. We shall have power because he declared the light comes and shine within our hearts. The Bible declares, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, my God. So if the word in me, then greater is in me, because the word is God. And the word to perform, then it must have to go. Whatever seems to be the condition, whatever problem, whatever the situation may be, whatever hell seems to be what want to say or do, when the light showed up, it got to go, because you dismissed forever. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Arise and shine, for the light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon man. And that light is Jesus. And you need to have him, the saving name Jesus. And according to St. Matthew 1 and verse 21, it said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Glory to God. They shall be, because that's the saving, the word. He is the word from the beginning. He's the word. He showed up in darkness, and the darkness removed. The darkness run away. Yes, with speed as a light, because the light showed up and removed. Don't tell me when you speak under the authority of the Holy Ghost, anything can stay, cannot stay, because the light speak and the light turns on. So it must be removed, because the word of God said it must be moved, because God is the light. He is the light of the world. Glory to God, because he is the light. All of that he is. Because he declare unto us that he is. Whether we don't understand it, yes or no, he is the light of the world. Glory to God. And God just, I just want to say, the word of God stands forever, forever. Glory to God. So I just want to say to you, beloved one, hold to the light, stay with the light, because he is the light. And he promised he will be there, never leave you comfortless nor forsake you. Now, I just want to tell you this. I just want to say that time is against me. I just want to say next week, same time, place, glory to God. Tune in for another word of God. Minister Hash will say goodbye until next week, same time. God bless you real good, and I got to go. Goodbye. Have a great day.